Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on this Thursday on 106.7 The Fan. It's something of a holiday for me and many of you out there because we've got the full unedited version of the Kirk Cousins mic'd up audio from a win over the San Francisco 49ers. And you know I'm a sucker for player audio, Danny.
Is that your one seat of things?
Oh, yeah. I just want to hear what's going on in the game. I want to know what it's being said on the sideline. I want to know how you're being coached up. I want to know what you're saying to your teammates in the huddle. It is the same reason I love all of the behind-the-scenes, all-access shows like Hard Knocks that are my favorite shows on the planet. It's all I want in my life. Mic'd up, NFL, films, audio is top five for me of anything that exists on planet Earth.
I really do like that stuff. Back in the day, the old, like, you know, John Facenda, those sort of season-long things where you had access to what they were saying on the sideline or coaches yelling at players that you would only get at the end of the year. The fact that they could give it to us closer and closer to real time is such a treat. I'm with you. I love it. What's being said? I just want to know what's being said. I want to know, like, how much is it technique and how much is it, like, doing the rah-rah speech? How much is it, like, dig down deep and fat and sad and don't let another man push you around in your house? How much is it that, and how much is it like, you know, single high safety rotate when you see this? This tell. I'm just so fascinated with what's being said. I love that information. I'm with you.
Yeah, we will play some of that Cousins audio for you a little bit later today. We'll play the unaltered version. Yesterday, we grabbed some of the best clips as they were trickling out on the internet, but this is a big, beefy, several-minute package of things from the game. There's a little bit more of the rah-rah stuff than you would think. Because you'd think on the field in the middle of the game, the last thing you want to hear as an offensive lineman is some cliche about, let's dig deep, boys. Come on, I love you guys. But there is, it's just football. Like, dudes playing in the same way that you do in your backyard. So there's not really a way to reinvent that in any way. But I want to be in on the moment. What I wonder about with some of this audio, though, is how much of it is altered. Not altered, I guess I should say, but edited in the sense of, how many things do we not get to hear because the team doesn't want you to? Like,
sure.
Do the Redskins, if they agree to have Kirk Cousins mic'd up, have to give the go-ahead to the NFL to use certain things? Because at Hard Knocks, you'll remember, we heard from a guest at one point, the team watches that episode before it's disseminated, from what I can gather, and has to say, okay, we will allow you basically to show all this. Does that happen where each team gets to look at whatever audio comes out? I can't imagine logistically that would work. So do they just err on the side of caution where anything that involves like a play call or structure that could hurt the team, that they rip out? Because that would be some of the best stuff to hear.
Yeah, but I understand why the relationship happens that way. I get it. You don't want anything embarrassing. You don't want, you know, whether it's
otherwise,
board
I wouldn't
material.
Let you mic me up.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to hurt me in some way, you're not getting to mic me up.
I know. It's one of those things where I'd love to be able to have – my ultimate dream would be able to have a commentary-free game where I pay extra for like some sort of subscription where all I get is, you know, whatever feed I want, whatever person, whatever sounds from the game that I want to have, like a sideline cam or like what the quarterback's saying, what a coach is saying. That's my ultimate dream, is then I'd have to hear like, watch this play. The running back runs really hard through the hole. Now watch this, like from a color commentator. I can see what's happening. I want to hear what they're saying live and in color, but that'll never happen. That's the pipe dream.
You might get that way after the fact, in the same way that you really enjoyed All or Nothing, that show with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Anything that they put out months later, I don't think they have to tweak at all. Like, they're not going to take out, rip out words or play calls, the line of scrimmage or anything. So that's why, even though you've got to wait, sometimes those shows way after the fact are way better. Like, what was the college show that I love so much? Last Chance U? They don't have to tweak anything with those shows because it's been so many months, it's almost like the statute of limitations is over at that point.
Yeah, it's perfect. Though that, by the way, stumping once again, just so busy in the circle of correctness on Last Chance U. Please, if you have not checked it out, it could not be more worth it. It's It's basically Hard Knocks meets Hoop Dreams. It's so incredibly good. That's what I have.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, tonight we got a good Thursday night football matchup, which we don't always get. The Chiefs and the Raiders, an AFC West game. Kansas City's 5-1, Oakland's 2-4. The Raiders are not as good as we thought they were when they came to FedEx Field.
Yeah, sure.
Part of that record, though, is that Derek Carr got hurt in one game and then missed another subsequently. So that's a third of their season where they haven't had their best offensive player. And when E.J. Manuel's on the field, that generally doesn't end well for an offense, even though he didn't play as terribly as I thought he would. But I still think this is going to be a good game tonight. I don't know what your feel on it is. The Raiders need this if they're going to stay in the playoff hunt in a year in which a lot of people were picking them to go to the Super Bowl as a sexy pick out of the AFC. If Kansas City wins, they're starting to get into the range now with Denver faltering, having lost to the Giants, where they could pull away in a division we thought was three deep with horses that were going to be nose-to-nose coming down the stretch, and Pete Medhurst would be on the call of the Kentucky Derby.
1-15-2.
It might be the Chiefs just way out in front of the pack, but tonight's critical in kind of sorting out the AFC West.
It's a massive game for Oakland. It's a, you know, a game that could help Kansas City on their journey, as you talked about, after stumbling last week to Pittsburgh. No time for the weary here. Quick turnaround. Weird line to me. It's at Oakland, okay? Field goal game, Kansas City at Oakland. A team in Oakland, I think, believe they've lost four straight Jeeps, including that drubbing at the hands of the Redskins. Derek Carr been injured. Now he's back, but he's never played well against Kansas City. He's a guy that has struggled consistently against them. Amari Cooper's been a ghost since week number one, where he had a huge game. I don't know what's going on with Oakland. This Marshawn Lynch, they thought it would be this panacea and like add some toughness. They don't really know how to use him. It's kind of like, you do one thing, and then you got to stop and go, attention, now we're a power running team. Okay, let's get back to quick passes.
This is why I hate changing my identity around a player.
That's a good point.
Last year, they were basically a finesse offense out of spread that threw the ball a million times. They were the Redskins a season ago, really. And what they did this offseason is they said, we're going to get more physical and tougher. We're going to bring in Marshawn Lynch, and we're going to ground and pound people. And it's not like he's getting 26 carries a game, but they spent the offseason in a lot of ways changing their philosophy and how they wanted to think culturally about moving the ball on offense.
Yeah, they don't know what to do now. I mean, they're caught in between. But the spread is a field goal game. Obviously, Kansas City favored by 3 points. I thought that was really, really odd to me. That jumped out. I'm wondering, and as Jason Bishop said this morning, not in his golden rant about college kickers and how he wants to run the podcast, but he said this morning, I think it's exactly right, there's something fish smelly about that line that had me very, very intrigued, as if somebody knows something that I don't know about that. I would have said Kansas City by 5.5, maybe even 6.5, just coming off of a game that, hey, Kansas City had a stumble this past week against Pittsburgh. They need this one to kind of reassert themselves. Maybe there's an Oakland desperation tingle that I don't have, but that was strange to me.
It's rare, though, Danny, to see a 6.5-point dog in the division at home, because you get 3 points for being at home.
Sure.
Just chalked up to you before you even take the field. So to be 6.5-point dogs at home.
Yeah, that's too high. I mean, I was just sort of hyperbolic there, but yeah.
Right, but you see what I'm saying. I mean, these are two teams that generally, you look back through the years, they're going to play very close games. It's not unlike the Redskins and the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles. It really doesn't matter who's good and who's bad. And I don't think Vegas thinks yet, maybe this will be the week that changes that Oakland's as bad as its record. Derek Carr is really yet to get going. He's going to play better. Amari Cooper's averaging, you mentioned how bad he's been, he's averaging 3 catches for 48 yards per week through 6 games. Can you imagine if you drafted that guy in the top 20 in fantasy?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine it.
He has been a disaster.
Yeah, it is, and it was after that initial incredible performance where on the road at Tennessee, he was awesome, probably should have had multiple touchdowns and didn't, and you're just going, this is going to be golden, what a great passing offense. Next thing you know, they can't get right, man. They are in it. By the way, just look this up quickly. Kansas City, 4 straight times at least, I've only gone back a couple years, but has beaten Oakland and by double-digit scores in a couple of those times. It's just,
wow.
Kansas City has problems with Pittsburgh. I think Oakland, their problem is with Kansas City. I mean, yeah. I don't know the overall series numbers, but it's strange that Kansas City's kind of had their number as Oakland has gotten much better here.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Next, let's get into the Redskins. They lose Jonathan Allen for the season. This is the third year-ending injury to a good defensive starter. And they're without, potentially, 2 corners on Monday Night Football, their number one and number two player at that position on the depth chart. Who needs to step up on D? That's the question. We'll open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 on GND.
We're brought to you by KFC. Perhaps with all those injuries, Jonathan Allen and the rest of the Redskins' injured players can enjoy some KFC while their teammates are playing on Monday night. A.J. Francis brought in again. He had a strong preseason in D.C. before being one of the final cuts, but back now with the team with Jonathan Allen seemingly being out now for the rest of the year with that Lis Frank injury. He'll add defensive line depth here for Washington. And if Rashad Breeland can't go, you're talking about some youth and experience out on the corner against Carson Wentz, who's been as good as anybody early in the season so far for the 5-1 Eagles coming up on Monday night. Baseball, Yankees 3-2 over the Astros now with a 5-0 victory yesterday. Masahiro Tanaka, he was dynamite over 7 innings, pitching 3-hit baseball, beating Dallas Keuchel yesterday. Greg Bird put New York on the board in the second inning with an RBI double. Aaron Judge, an RBI double in the third. They'd never looked back. Yankees now up 3-2. Game 6 Friday night, Justin Verlander trying to keep Houston alive now. He'll take on Luis Severino for New York. Cubs avoided a sweep in the NL Championship Series, holding off for a 3-2 win over the Dodgers. Javier Baez, 2 home runs. Jake Arrieta, 3-hit ball into the 7th inning. Baez, 0-for-20 in the postseason before his power exploits last night, getting the job done. Jose Quintana looking to keep Chicago alive today against L.A. ace Clayton Kershaw on that one. Wizards in the win column, season opener, as they knock off the Philadelphia 76ers, 120-115. John Wall led the way with 28. Bradley Beal, 25 for the Wizards in victory. We are brought to you by KFC. Get the classic fried chicken taste with a $10 chicken share. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Pete Medhurst, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.